Texte numéro 21. Donald Trump's toxic masculinity. Growing up in a factory family in small-town Indiana, I led an uncertain life with only a few constants: fear of losing it all, frustration with a world out of our control, and the ever-present need to be a man, a phrase that always carried with it an air of responsibility and torment. To be a man was to maintain the appearance of toughness, never to let on that you were weak or in pain. It was a command I heard repeatedly at home and around town, handed down by my stepfather and role models. My stepdad was fond of saying, "Boys don't cry, crying's for women." One of my high school football coaches gave injured players this choice: "You a football player, or are you a little girl?" Donald J. Trump is nothing new to me. His machoisms, his penchant for dividing the world into losers and winners, his lack of empathy for anyone but himself, it all reminds me of home and the sense I had, even as a boy, of a system of privilege that had ailed this country since its beginnings and now seems to be fading away. Taking refuge in traditional masculinity is a coping mechanism that works only so much as it deadens a man and his emotions. In its most pure state, masculinity is a hardening shell meant to protect men from the disappointments and travails of life, a self-delusion that preserves them from feeling overwhelmed by the odds against them. Mr. Trump was not lying in this week's presidential debate when he called his offensive conversation locker room talk. I heard similar chatter among my teammates. Young men brag about sexual conquests, demean those who have denied them, and dehumanise their opponents, real and imagined. Fear precipitates this chatter: a fear of pain, a fear of mortality, a fear of rejection, and, most of all, a fear of inadequacy. Though such masculinity might temporarily shelter men from the pressures of their daily lives, inevitably it robs them of their lives. Disturbing trends show that men, especially white men, who make up a majority of Mr. Trump's base, are suffering greatly for their posturing. From 2009 to 2014, while mortality rates fell for all other Americans ranging from ages 22 to 56, they rose for middle-aged whites, with most of the fatalities coming from what experts are calling despair deaths, including drug overdoses, alcohol-related liver disease, and suicide, all consequences of unhealthy coping mechanisms. More and more men are also suffering and dying from heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, the disease that claimed my father, a man who was so proud and so concerned with upholding his masculinity that he refused to see a doctor for decades, until it was too late. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2016.